This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today is always such a fun day. The first day of the March Madness tournament, there's just cool energy in the air. Everyone's filling out a bracket. Everyone has a chance, and then everyone's bracket gets busted. And it's so fun because no one knows anything about college basketball. Everyone's just guessing, and that's what makes it so much fun. You could talk about it among your friends. It's awesome. But no one really knows anything about college basketball. What the girls of the show really know is...
I'm too sexy for my
sexiness.
Oh,
maybe.
Not
bad.
Yeah, I was like, really? Yeah.
I don't know, man. So we get Hannah and AB have completely different types, like completely different guys that think are sexy, especially when it comes to celebrity sex appeal. So I was like, hey, rank your top eight sexiest guys. And they couldn't be more different. Like, different worlds. You wouldn't even think you guys were friends, knew each other, watched anything the same because of the eight rankings. And then we set it up March Madness style. Tournament style, we're going to let you vote on who is the sexiest man. It's like man madness here. And so we have it tournament style matchups, and we're going to reveal it. So Hannah, we're going to reveal your number one seed. This is your number one ranked hottest guy out there versus AB's eighth hottest guy, because, you know, one versus eight, got to have a little easier matchup at the first round. So who's your number one seed?
I don't think this is going to come to surprise to anybody, because I talk about him all the time because I truly believe he's the sexiest man.
Thank you.
Without a doubt,
yes!
Riley Green, over and over and over again, he is number one on every single list of mine.
Do you remember how hot that Hannah thought he was, that Alex, that she, you introduced her?
Yeah, I did.
And Hannah went... That's it. That's all Hannah
said
to him.
She was lost.
She went silent. She was so nervous.
And that says a lot, because I am a big old yapper, so if someone is that attractive that they make me silent, that's saying something.
There was like a sickness that came over her.
Yeah, I've never seen Hannah not talk. Alex, like, hey, this is Riley Green.
Like, are you all right?
I held his dog.
That sounds inappropriate. All right. Riley Green, number eight seed versus your number eight seed. Who's your eight seed, AB?
My eight seed was Joshua Bassett.
Who?
And the best way I can describe him is he is Olivia Rodrigo's ex. Like, that's that's how people would know him.
He's the one driver's license is about that, yes. Sabrina Carpenter started dating after Olivia
Rodrigo.
Yeah,
he dated Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter. So you can't tell me he's a nobody.
Yes, and he's been in Grey's Anatomy. So,
okay.
I should recognize him somewhere.
I think this is probably the most known person on AB's list.
It is like Riley Green versus, like, who's like, I drive a John Deere versus, like, I play with my green tractor in the backyard still. Like, my Matchbox green tractor.
You can say my guys look young. They are all my age. Hannah's choosing people 10, 20 years older
than
her.
That checks out. AB likes little boys, and I like
them. Dang, the trash talk.
But you can't even say that because they're my age.
AB, okay, I just got to bring this up. One of AB's guys on the bracket is Zac Efron, okay. But she said specifically that she liked Zac Efron as in when he was in High School Musical, like 15 years old.
Yeah, High School Musical 3.
Oh!
Sorry.
Come on now.
It's Zac Efron versus who? Who do you have going against Zac Efron?
Let's see. Zac Efron versus Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah.
Who is Jax from Charlie Son Hunnam. Of Anarchy?
Yes. Jax.
She Pacific couldn't even
Rim,
say his
baby.
Name right. I
Pacific
all I care.
Rim.
I just call him Jax. I can call him a lot of other names. Too.
All right. Let's go to your number one seed. Who's your number one seed? Who's your hottest guy out there, AB?
Adam Brody.
So, ooh. From what is the show called, Kristen Bell? Nobody
the
wants
OC
this.
The OC and Nobody Wants
This. Yeah, okay. So nobody wants this. He's actually hot right now versus your eight seed.
My eight, crazy seed, eight seed is Michael B. Jordan.
At an eight seed?
Exactly.
As an eight seed? You're going to get...
She's trying to kill me.
Yeah, your number one seed's going down. I think Michael B. Jordan's going to have that
I
for
made
sure.
this graphic. I should have switched him around.
All right, let's go through some more of these matchups of hot men as we compete with them. Harry Styles, did he make the list? We'll find out right after Harry Styles on Y98 St. Louis. It is so fun to debate sports, but what's even more fun is to debate men. We are commercial-free on the Brett Megan Show. It is so interesting. We are literally trying to figure out which guy is just...
Shirt, so sexy it hurts.
We've created a man madness, like March Madness style, where we've had Hannah pick out eight guys and AB pick out eight guys because they have completely different types. And the trash talk among them is hilarious. Like, I feel like they're both starting to get like, my guy's hotter than your guy. Like, my dad could beat
my
up your dad.
My sister texted me. She said, it looks like Hannah looked up top 25 hottest men. Where's the personality in that, Hannah?
Oh my God.
I'll be honest. Hey, I don't think Hannah cares about the personality when Riley Green has his shirt off.
You just got to look good.
Yeah,
I care a lot about the personality.
Okay, so vote on their personality.
Yeah.
They really seem like a charming guy that mom would really like.
Uh-huh. All this right. is sex appeal.
Let's go, because we've done like your first seeds. Let's go to your second seed. AB, who do you have ranked as your second hottest guy on your list?
I have Dylan O'Brien.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Where's Dylan O'Brien from? Is he Teen Wolf?
He's Teen Wolf. He's like Maze Runner.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Teen Wolf, he got hot. I feel like people were into him. Who would be your seventh seed? Who does Dylan O'Brien have to beat?
Dylan O'Brien has to beat this guy. This is definitely like my least known guy on the list. His name's Bo Murkoff. He is Maddie McKibben in the MTV show's Awkward.
I actually don't watch that. I don't know him.
I love him, actually.
AB actually found him attractive, which is crazy.
Wow, they finally agreed on something.
Wow. Yes.
Hannah, who was your second seed? Who do you think is the second hottest guy in Hollywood?
Duh, Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy.
Is it a Matthew McConaughey?
Well, I don't know how to read this thing.
Well, if it's Matthew McConaughey, he's going up against Damon Wade Jr., who is coach in New Girl.
Why did you have Winston from New Girl?
Wow.
Winston deserves some love. Or what's the other
guy
from New Girl?
Coach is clearly hotter, but I do like Winston more.
I think Winston is...
Winston's awesome.
And I don't. What I don't like is the other guy. I think he's funny though. That I think
Schmidt.
I think he's supposed to be the hot guy in New Girl. I think Schmidt's supposed to be the sexy guy in New Girl, but he's not for me.
He didn't make the cut.
Yeah, no. I didn't think. Okay. okay. Your three matchup is now Patrick Dempsey, Hannah.
Okay. Now we're on to McDreamy. Yeah, he doesn't really need an explanation. He's three.
And then he's up against Milo Manheim, who's like kind of a Disney kid. He's on Broadway right now. I had a listener DMing me the other day being like, did you know he's on Broadway? I'm taking my daughter to go see him. All this stuff. So people do know who he is.
This is where I thought you had a chance.
Right.
I think McDreamy is so 10 years ago. I know he kind of won People's Sexiest Live. I thought you had a chance, but then you picked somebody no one's ever heard of
before. Disney kid against McDreamy?
Like, what were you thinking? You could have beat McDreamy.
He's done Dancing with Stars. He's been in Zombies. He's in that one
show
you love,
too. Guys, I have to stay true to myself.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought you had a shot. I thought Patrick Dempsey.
I'm not looking at top 25 hottest men.
Neither
with no
am I.
Personality. I thought Patrick Dempsey you had a shot at beating, but then I thought chose a weird person. Okay, we already talked about Zac Efron versus Charlie Hunnam. So who's your five, Hannah?
I don't know how to read the list.
You don't know who your rankings were?
Like five
you
pick by it? The person.
So it's Bradley Cooper.
Okay, yeah, him. Yeah. But specifically from The Hangover, he looks so hot. And okay. I love the long hair on him.
And he's up against Shawn Mendes.
That's a tough matchup.
That's a good one. That's a good little matchup. Those are men against men.
I think I would. I like Shawn Mendes better, but I think Bradley Cooper can pull off different looks. Like in The Hangover, look is completely different than like a Star is Born look. Like
I've never seen him in a movie.
He does have a lot of looks.
He has a lot of different looks. I think Bradley Cooper's versatile.
And he's the voice of Rocket Raccoon, which gives him extra points.
Oh my gosh.
I forget that he is for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so then your last matchup. Let's talk about your last matchup. You have Travis Kelce.
A newfound little crush of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mustache or no mustache?
I rock with the mustache.
Oh. Really? Oh. Okay, so you do the stash. Because I do think that makes a difference with Travis Kelce.
And he is up against Logan Lerman, who's in Percy Jackson, Perks of Being a Wallflower. I sent Hannah a TikTok last night, and I said, do you find this man attractive? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, then we can still be friends.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You guys could not have ranked anybody different.
You know, I think it's a blessing in disguise that AB and I find men attractive so different, because if we were into the same type of guy, I mean, that could get hostile.
I will say this, though. Both of you guys having different types is interesting, because at least your sister is saying, like, top 20 hottest guys. I actually disagree with your sister, because we're missing really hot guys. Yeah. Like Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling,
exactly.
Liam Hemsworth, Chris Hemsworth, all of those guys.
Yeah.
None of those guys made your list, so you guys definitely have a very specific niche type. Mm-hmm. They weren't just, like, the traditional hot guys in Hollywood. March Madness bracket style. So we posted up the first two matchups. Who are the first two matches you can vote on, Hannah?
Riley Green versus Joshua Bassett. Currently, Riley is stomping on Joshua's neck, and the only people who have voted for Joshua Bassett
are my sisters.
Yes,
Are the Bowman girls?
Wow. Classic.
Okay, and then who hits the other matchup?
We just had one today.
Oh, okay. I think we're gonna.
There is a second one coming. Whoever runs the social media. Me slacking a little bit. I have to learn how to read the damn bracket first. I don't get this thing. But I believe it's going to be Adam Brody versus Michael B. Jordan.
Yes,
so that's
correct.
That'll be a wash, too.
The trash talk has already started. Probably more than your March Madness bracket. Go on and vote, or just go look at hot guys on our Instagram. Brett Mega Show. We finally have hot guys besides, like, you know, Kevin, Alex, and myself on there. You know, finally, there's some eye candy for you ladies out there.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.